The Shia this week is being sponsored by the Rashi's Chavrusa, the Leshkuas Mishpacha, the Mishmas, Rabbi Shrol, Ben Rabbi Tzavdai, Valvashon, whose yard site is Tezvav, Ad Beis, Shushan Pur. Shkach to Rashi for coming.
Mishnah of Perikesh Neuchlin starts with the Neuchlin. Krovim that are neuchlin and manchilin, yesh neuchlin, no manchilin, yesh neuchlin, v'loi manchilin, manchilin v'loi neuchlin, v'loi neuchlin v'loi manchilin. Mishnah is going to say categories of krovim, that either some of them yarshin the krovim, some of them are meirush to the krovim, some of them do both, and some of them do not. The Mishnah steht ausgerechnet, Krovim steht Avis Abonim is Neuchlin um Anchilin. Abonim is Av is the same thing. Achim in Av is Neuchlin um Anchilin. Then steht the Neuchlin Velem Anchilin. Steht Ishes Imoi. Yarshin is his mother. He's not Meirish his mother. Ishes Ishta is the same thing. Your husband Yarshin's a wife. He's not Meirish to his wife. Ubnei Achoyos. And then Ha'isha is Boneho, Ha'isha is Baidla, a woman is Meirish her children and she doesn't Yashin from him, from them. Ha'isha is Baidla, is a wife is Meirish to her husband, she doesn't Yashin him. Ba'achi Ha'aim is Ba'anchidim v'le Neuchlin, Ba'achim min Ha'aim le Neuchlin v'le Manchidim. Tesis fragt Akasha that the Mishnah left out Achi Ha'av. Mishnah state, Av is Abonim, Abonim is Av, Achim in Av. Aber was sagt nicht die Mishnah Achei Av? In the Posek, in the Seder Nachlis that the Torah brings, the Torah says, as that is, mainly Achim, and Satim is Nachlose, La Achei Av. The Torah states that is Yerusha, the father's brother, can Yarshan his nephew. And the Mishnah left this out. So what's the Mishnah that says Gelozen? Sogt es ist also, the Tirits, משום דאחי האב וכל שאיר האב נפקי מהנוך האב הסבון והבון המסעב ואחמן האב. Once the Mishnah said these three things, האב הסבון והבון המסעב ואחמן האב, we figure out the whole father's family, the whole Seir, the Nachla, all the שאיר האב, we could figure out from these three that the Mishnah mentioned. The כיוון שנוידה שהבונם קודם, that the first Yerush is the children. V'acher abonim ha'av. And if there are no children, so the messenger's father yashin. V'acher ha'av, and if he has no father, achim, his brother's yashin. So now we figured everything out. Harei achi ha'av nafki mechlal zel yidei mishmush. So we can figure out that the uncle could yashin al yidei mishmush. Because if the mess doesn't have a son, his father yashins, his father is not around, so his father's son should yashin. And he doesn't have any children because he doesn't have any brothers. So it must be the father's brother should yashin. So maybe he would get it out of the mishmash. Im hoyo av kaim hoyo yoyrish. Ve'achshav she'en hoy kaim. Hareyu yoyrish bekever lahanchil lebnoi sholmeis. Lebnoi shehu achi ovev sholmeis. Then Tosfos says where we know mishmash from. But we can figure it out out of the mishmash. The Tana doesn't have to tell us the halacha v'achei av. Because it's something we can figure out on our own once we know these three things. That bonim ha'av is ha'bonim, v'abonim is ha'av, v'achim in ha'av. Once you know that, you have the whole Seder Nachlis from She'er ha'av, and the Tana does not have to let us know anything about achei ha'av. Fractatus, Marim Kain, achim in ha'av nami le'lisni. Why does the Tana have to tell us that achim in ha'av yashim? If the Tana would just tell us Av is Abonim and Abonim is Av, I would already know that brothers Yashin, because I would figure out that if someone doesn't have children, so his father Yashins him. If his father is not alive, so who should Yashin? His father's children. The other to the other children. He died, so his brother would Yashin him. So his brother would Yashin. Ayidei Mishmush. Why does the Tana have to tell us Achim and Av? If the Tosfos said that the Tana doesn't say everything that the Torah said, the Torah mentions Achei Av also. But the Tana didn't mention it because we can figure out the Yerusha v'Achi Av on our own. So what's the after Tana and Zogin Achim and Av? Achim and Av we could also figure out on our own. Like the same cheshbon for Mishmush. What do you have to have Achim and Av? That the reason why the Tanna says Achim and Av is to teach us the second part of the Mishnah, that Achim and Aim do in Yashim. And Achim and Aim, I need a special pasuk. Why? Because even though I know that a mother doesn't Yashim her son, so Mamela, there's no way that you can make Mishmush from one Achim and Aim to the other Achim and Aim. It can't go if Reuven and Shimon are Achim and Aim, they can't Yashim each other Al Yidei Mishmush because the mother wouldn't Yashim Reuven to give it over to Shimon. So, what's the chiddush that Achim and Aim don't yarshin? The Teretz is, I would think, that they yarshin without the mother. Ach is a yerush. There's a yerush. A son is a yerush. A father is a yerush. And a brother is a yerush. Nothing to do with mishmush. Ach is a yerush. Komash malon, that Ach that yarshin is only a Ach min ha'av, and not a Ach min ha'im. That's what the Mishnah has to tell us Ach. In Tosfos, as beemes, achim that yarshin could yarshin two ways. They could yarshin because they're brothers. Ach is a yerush, and then there's another way they can yarshin. Are you day mishmush? That the father yarshins his son, and the father's son yarshins the father. So maybe he works are you day mishmush. There are two ways that an ach can yarshin.
But that's only the half of minah.
What?
That's only the half of minah. Once. You see that
she,
that he doesn't yashin, so it's only mishmush.
It's only mishmush. That's what you want to say. It's only havam. We'll see soon. Maybe Chizki wants to say maybe Tosfos is only saying there would be a havam mina that a ach yashin. But lemaskon ach is not a yerush only al yedei mishmush. We'll see soon. It's a big machloikis. The Ramban, on this kasher of Tosfos. Ramban is ikke de kashle a mile tonne a khia av de ksive be parsha ve nikh le de mish mush nakhle nafkelon a khia av shey me mash mesh sa druven ve su hik shbar a khia man av de nafke nami mit de mish mush nakhle ketoni ve nikh le de ton a khia man av de le shamin un mish mush nakhle av ve akh de ton av sa bon ve akh man av hay yes ab bikhlal ze yes akh man av says if the Torah would only tell us Achim and Av, I wouldn't know that it works midin mishmush. I would think maybe the Yashin al Achim. But once it says Av Sabonim, the Achim and Av, and now I already know Achaya Av, and now it says again Achaya Av, so Achaya Av I could figure out al yedei mishmush. The Ramban Taka says Beferish, and as it states in Ramban and Chumash, that the Ach does not Yashin on his own right. The Ach only Yashins Mikoyach. Mishmush. That's the only way the Ach Yarshins. Ach Yarshins, because he says Yerusha goes betel des hazera, it goes either to a child or to a father, but to Litzdodim, to a brother, there's no Yerusha. So how does a brother Yarshin? A brother Yarshins through a Mishmush, because it goes to the father.
So a sister Yarshins through the father?
What?
A sister
Yarshins if there are no brothers.
Okay, he only has one sister.
He only has one sister. Sister of Yashin, yeah.
Nepal.
Right? Right.
Does it make any difference at all?
What?
Does it make any difference at all? Is there any?
We'll have to talk about it. Let's see. First, let's get the sheets straight. See if there are such sheets. Bemis in the Gemara and Daf Kuftes. We have a Gemara. The Gemara is Zok. The Gemara is looking for a posuk that an Av is Koydim Lachim. How do we know that brother, that the father Yashin is before the brothers? And the Gemara zogt, because it says, She'eroi, Right in the beginning of Chesmon, this the Gemara starts to drosh. The Tanya She'ere is Av Melamed She'av Koidim La'achem. That a father, when you have a posik She'ere, to teach us that Av is Koidim La'achem. Later the Gemara reflects, Ve'ema She'ere is Av Melamed She'av Koidim La'achem. Maybe a father only comes before his own brothers. Maybe he comes before the Achei Av, but not before the Achem. Zok the Gemara, Achei Av Le'tzrich Yikro. We don't need a posik to say that Av is Koidim La'achem Av. How does the father's brother Yarshin? Mikoyach Av. He comes through the father. So Koy Av ki Yarse Achi Av. What's the Hava mean that the Achi Av should come before the father? If they're only if they Yerusha is only Mikoyach the father, of course they come after the father. So what do I need a pasuk She'eroi to teach me that the father comes before the Achi Av? Is there a raya that the pasuk is not coming for that? But the pasuk is coming to tell me she'ero is a av melamed she'av koidim la'achem. If achem come, the yirush of achem is only ayidei mishmush. So we have the same time on the achem. That achem are also mikoyach manko, so mikoyach av. Koi av, koyarsi achem. V'chere shteit on the gemara mishtaze. The gemara shteit that achem have their own right to yarshim. Like Tosfos says, there would be as a hava mina by achei ha'im. As the Adar Achim have their own right to Yarshin, and Memelud would be a Havamina to say that the Achim are Koidim La'av. And we need a Pasuk, She'er is Av, Belamed, She'av Koidim La'achim. What will the Ramban do with that Gemara? The Ramban will say, no, that Gemara is Nishkin Raya, because it's only a Havamina. So if I can't. There's a havamina that Achim would yarshin on their own right, because maybe there's a svara to say that Achim could yarshin, because we find that Ach is kom tachas ochiv liyibum. So since we find that a brother could be miyabim his brother and he's kom tachto, so maybe he's kom tachto liyirusha also. So I would say maybe there is a direct yirusha. Achei av, we never find in the Torah that a father's brother is kom tachas his nephew. The only way it could work is al yedei mishmush. So over there, I don't even have a hava mina to say that Achei Av are Yoshim on their own right.
Why do you have to say it? Why do you say the Achen? The Torah says Achen, whatever the philosophy of it. Achen Yarshins. So now you know Achen Yarshins and Av Yarshins. Mecha taste that one is more than the other.
Because the Torah says Achei Av also.
What?
The Torah mentions Achei Av also. And the Gemara says it can't be that the Av comes before because it comes Mekoyach Achei Av. That means we understand that if the Torah says Achei Av, the only way it can work is because they come Mekoyach Av. And Achim, we thought it could be a different way. Even though the Maaseh the Ramban says the only way it works is Al-Yidei Mishmush. That's the real truth is that Achim Yashin Al-Yidei Mishmush. But it would be a mokum for a Hav Amina that Achim is more than Mishmush. The Rashbam really says the svara. The Rashbam says the Achim because they come tachtav liyibim. The Gemara mentioned the svara before. They don't. That's not by yibim, right?
That's also.
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't be koydim la. Maybe that wouldn't be koydim la. You wouldn't need a pasuk for that. Tosfos is just saying that the Mishnah has to say Achim and Av because the Sefer says Achim and Aim. But Psukim Tosfos doesn't say we would need for that. It doesn't say we would need a pasuk for that. The truth is in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings the din that Achim and Aim don't yarshin, he says, Mishpachas, Aim ein a kruya mishpacha. And the Fikoch, Achim and Aim don't yarshin, only Achim and Av. It seems from the Rambam that he needs a posuk to teach me, he needs a limud that Achim and Aim don't yarshin. Achim and Aim don't yarshin because there's no way for them to yarshin, there's no mishmush. The mother herself doesn't yarshin, so she can't marry and be married to her children. Why does he have to say the din of Achen when Aim don't yarshin is because Mishpachas Aim and Kruy Mishpacha? Doichik to say that he means because he's coming to tell us the din that a mother doesn't yarshin her children. He's talking about brothers. It would sound like from the Rambam that Achen are yarshin and Achen are yarshin. And he has to have a limud that Achim is only Achim and Av and not Achim and Aim. The both mashma given on the Rambam. I heard this diuk once. The Rambam both is a mashma given. Where do we find beferish shita that Achim are direct Yerushim? So first of all, it's the Rashbam. The Rashbam is on Daf Kuf Chafeyam Mitbeis. Dort nur da Meister steht, dass sie Meister mit der Hushaft, dass sie gewinnen. There's a person that was the person that was dying, and he said, "Ahuda amaluhu nichsei l'savta." He said that an nechosim should go to his grandmother. Ubasro, and after her liyarsoi should go to my yorshim. Havile brata, that he had a daughter that was married, and his daughter died when his savta was still alive. And after the savta died, her husband came to be tevei the yerusha. Given a machlokes in the Gemara, if when he said ubasro liyarsoi that after the savta dies it should go to his yorshim, did he mean his yorshim liyarsoi or liyarsa yarsoi, the yorshim of his yorshim, which is the husband of his wife? He's a yorish of his yorish. His daughter is his yorish, and her husband is her husband is a yorish of his yorish. So if the word Yarsoi is Koilil Yarsa Yarsoi, the husband will be Yarshin. And if the word Yarsoi is not Koilil Yarsa Yarsoi, the husband won't Yarshin. The Gemara was looked at Lamaisa as Sholchum Mitam. Hilchasik have said Rav Onon that the Baal does not Yarshin. The Lav Mitame. Hilchasik have said Rav Onon the Baal do Yoris. He doesn't Yarshin. The love me time aid, either of onon sover, afal gav the havale bro le brate lo yoris. What if this daughter would have had a son? Rav Onon held that she wouldn't, that the son wouldn't yarshin, because he's not a yorish of this person who said nichse le savta, he's yarse yarsoi, and he holds that yarse yarsoi are not included in yarsoi. Zogan the Bnei Marov from Artisoil, they said, Valohi, it's not true. Ilu avale bro le brate vada yoros, he would yashin. Ubala in the time of the la yoros, a different reason, because there's a din that a baal doesn't yashin roi. So Mamele, since by the time his wife died, she was never zeichen the Yerusha yet, it was only roi, he doesn't yashin. Zokter Ashbam, Ilu avale bro le brate, Zokter Ashbam, Ashbam adds that not only if she would have had a son, he said Yarsi even means his brother. His brother is also called Yarsi. It's not Yarsi Yarsoi. V'lo yidilu av lebro lebrato hil v'lo yidilu shezeh anoysin shere abas. וכל יוצא יריך במוקם שהם בן קודם לכל יושע, יסתי עשוי קרינה בהיל וקודם לכל יושע. ואף על בית שבו מקויח קויחוי. ומקור שום ליוסי יעשה בן שזגינה, בן בית יושע, וקודם לאוביב ולאוכב ולאחוי סוי. נעת השפעם.
That's one person that's called Yarsi, his own daughter. Oy Ochiv, or his brother, is considered Yarsi. Oy Oviv, or his father. All these are called his own Yershim. They're not Yershim of his Yershim. Shtet Beferish in the Rashbam, that Yarsoi includes his brother. My Yerush is my brother. The person's Yerush is his brother. Not that he's a Yerush of his father who's his Yerush. He's his own direct Yerush.
Is this when he says he's doing it for Saf and then after, is that it goes within Yerusha or that's like a Matana?
It's a big Shver Sugi and that Kuf Chafei. We're still holding that Kuf Yud.
Could be here, his brother means
Loshan Yadav. No. The Loshan is Yarsoi. The Yoshan is my Yorshan. He's not a Yorish. Everyone else with Yarshan is Yarsoi Yarsoi. The Shaila is not if it's a Maton or it's a Yerush, it's Medina Achrecha. That's a big Shaila, how this works. So the whole Nesin over there, what was it? But the Tnai was that he's giving it to someone who's his Yorish. And not a Yorish of his Yorish. That means his son's son Einikel is called a Yoyrish of a Yoyrish. But his brother is called a Yoyrish. So it states that a brother is direct, and Einikel is a Yoyrish of a Yoyrish. So state that in Rashbam state beferish that a son could be emes a Yoyrish. The Maril is Ksand Rashbam, was Fama Isidos. The son only comes within. A son only yashens within mishmush. A brother only yashens within mishmush. It's yarsi yarsoi. Doesn't understand the Rashbam. He says that there's a Rashbam and Avkuf Tezvov that says that way beferish. Akoponim, he asks this question. The Machan Ephraim zogt, you're right. A brother is takim midin mishmush. But you know when a brother is midin mishmush? Only when the grandfather is still alive. Fakir, a brother works midin mishmush, but a brother also has his own din yerusha. When do I say that a brother has his own din yerusha when the grandfather is alive? If the grandfather is alive, the klal is ha'av koydim l'chol yoytzei yereichel. So why would the brother yarshin midin ach, if the mess's father is still alive, he should come first, because he's ha'av koydim l'chol yoytzei yereichel. Your father comes before all of his children. The only reason why the ach should yarshin then would be midin Yerusha's ach. He gets his own Yerusha. He wouldn't be able to get midin mishmush.
That is a lie.
No, well, the case is that someone died. His father is not alive either. His grandfather is alive. And his brother is alive. So the shayla is, how does the Yerusha work over here? If it would work midin mishmush, so what happens is his father yashins and his father's son should yashin. I didn't say it over correctly. I mean, if his father yashins, his father's son should yashin. Av kredim l'chol yotzei reichoi is always besides the son of the mess. That means the mess died. Now his father should yashin him. His father is dead. So who's supposed to yashin his father? His father's son or his father's father? His father's son. Because the father, the father that's bekever is now the meirish. He's the mess. He's the one that's yashning. Somebody died. His father got the yerusha, and now it goes down to his children instead of to his father. That's always what happens with the yerusha. The yerusha goes either to children, and if there are no children, avkred mechol yetzir recha means yetzir recha from the side. That means it goes to a father before a brother. The children of a father are always b'mokam that father. Like if a person dies and his father is alive and he has a son,
right,
who gets the Yerusha? His son, not his father.
Right.
So now that he didn't have children and his father wasn't alive, but his father is supposed to yashin him. So who's going to get the Yerusha? His father's son or his father's father?
His father's son.
So his brother should yashin it. That's if it goes mikoyach mishmush. What if his brother would yashin mikoyach ach? Because there's Yerusha's ach. So then that's a Yerusha that goes to Letzdodim. It's going from one brother to the other brother. And the other thing that could happen is it can go up two steps to his grandfather. Where would it go better? To his father's father? Or to his brother? So Avifel, the brother is not coming, Mikoyach Mishmush, Dr. Machmer Ephraim, the grandfather would be first. So therefore both things are true. If there's a grandfather, then the brother has to yashin mikoyach mishmush. If there is no grandfather, then the brother could yashin mikoyach ach, with the Rashbam zokt, and kuf chav heyamid beis, that an ach is considered yarsoi. He's a direct yerush. When the emes is, as this shayl is a machloikis, the Beis Yosef and the Ramo. A klor machloikis, they both argue, about it, and kiregis talks about it in the tshuva. What?
No, I just missed the cheshbon. I'm not understanding. I'm sure it's right. I'm just not understanding. The father should be Yair. Right?
Yeah.
But he's dead. So the grand. So his son should be Yair, which is the Ah.
Right.
So
right.
But how does it go to the grandfather?
That's if it goes through mishmash. That cheshbon, you're right.
Right.
Now we have a Rashbam that says that the Ach Yashin is not through mishmash. There's a brother is also a direct Yerush of his brother. Reuven is Shimon's Yerush.
Okay, so
if Reuven is Shimon's Yerush, the father would come before him. Ma'av is Koidim. Ma'av is Koidim La'achim. Als the Yerush is Ach, a father comes first. His father happens to not be alive.
His father comes first.
Before Yerushas Ach. Now his father is not alive.
Right.
But his father's father is alive. That's also Yerushas Av that should be Koidim Lachim. Yerushas Av should come before Yerushas Achim. So the father's father is always Yerushas Av, and that should come before Achim. So then the son has to get it Mikoyach Mishmush.
Right.
That's what the Machaneh Ephraim says.
When would we ever use the Yerushas Ach by itself?
What?
When would we ever use the Yerushas Ach by itself?
What's in the game? You could always have Mishmash.
Mishmash is stronger.
What do you need it for? Let's see if there's... it might be Nafkiminus, and might not be. That's what we want to talk about. Are there any Nafkiminus to do? Over here there's a Machloikis, the Beis Yosef and the Ramo. Okay, it's getting. I can't get into the whole cheshbon of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is answering Rashi and Ksubis. He makes the whole cheshbon and he says that Ach is considered a Yerush. And in Reishon and Gimel, it's Mechudosh Lamed Gimel. The Darkei Moshe asks a kasha, but Tzorachian, the Ochir Gamkin Mikoech Oviv Boli Resh Kmoshi Yisbair, Ach Yashin is Mikoech Tefal, Mikoech Mishmosh. Rabbi Kiveger says in the Tshuva, says Rabbi Kiveger, as the Beis Yosef and the Ramo Dingenzach, Ach Yarshin's Mikoyach Mishmush, or Ach Yarshin's directly Mikoyach Ach. That's the Shaila Machlekes to Beis Yosef and the Ramo. We have a Rashbam that says it, and Machlekes to Beis Yosef and the Ramo. What would be the Nafkiminus if we say Ach Yarshin's directly or Ach Yarshin's als Mishmush? So the first nafkimina would be the Gabi the Maril's din. When somebody says Yarsoi, that the Rashbam talks later, and when somebody says Yarsoi, Basril Yarsoi, is Ach included? The Rashbam is Mechadosh din. Yarsoi includes his brother. We say Yarsoi, there's a man the Omer who holds the Yarsoi, Vilili Yarsoi, Yarsoi. So Ben Aben is not included in Yarsoi, but Ach is. That's only if he Yarshin's Mekayach Ach. If he would Yarshin Mekayach Mishmush, and he wouldn't be considered a Yerush. And according to the Machaneh Ephraim, the din would be totally. If the grandfather was alive, then the brother doesn't get it. And if the grandfather's not alive, then he does get it. That would be the Nafkimina. When he says Yarsoi, a Nafkimina. Then there's another Nafkimina. The Gemara state in the end of Mishemes, there's a Mishnah steht Nofal Abayis. The Nofal Abayis Olov Val Oviv Olov Al Merishov. And the Shaila is who died first. If he died first, or his Meirish died first, and his Meirish owed someone money. Somebody's father or a different Meirish of his owed someone money, and him and his Meirish died at the same time. The Shail is who died first. Is Mevuro Dotten that if the Meirish died first, so he Yashin the Nechosim. The Ben Yashin the Nechosim, and the Ben is gonna have to pay the chayvus of his father. Then the Ben died. He died after his father. So the Enikel who Yashin his father is gonna have to pay up the chayvus. What if the Ben died first? What if the Ben died first? Okay, the case was that the son owed money, not the father. The son owed money and not the father. The son owed somebody money, and him and his father both died in a mappa. So if his father died first, so he yashin the money, so now it's meshuvah to his balchoiv. When he died, his son has to take the money and pay up to balchoiv. What if the son died first, so he never yashin the money from his father, so the enikel gets it directly from his grandfather and he doesn't have to pay the choivus? In fact, the Gemara, let the Balchayv tell them, what do you mean? How do you yashin your grandfather? Because you got it through your father. So it's your father's money. Your father owes me money. You have to pay up a chayv. Look, the Gemara is that in mikoyach avua da abekasin. We learn from a pasuk that an enifel could say that I come directly from my grandfather. I don't come through my father. That we learn it in mikoyach avua da abekasin. He can yashin directly from his grandfather. He doesn't have to go through his father. The shaila is this din, it's learned out of a pasuk, it sounds like a din special that children, even grandchildren, are b'mokam their grandfather. These are not zveite in a different mishmush. Let's say a mishmush from achi ha'av that yashind. Somebody's uncle yashind him. Do you say that he has to pay up the chayvus? Because over here you can't say your only Yerusha goes through the father, or maybe not. Is the Shaila, the Balatrumas brings this Shaila. The Balatrumas zokt as a mistabel that we only say it by Mikoyach Avuah D'Abekasin. So any other Yerush that Yashins through Mishmush is going to have to pay Chayvus. He's going to have to pay up Chayvus. So now we have a Shaila. V'yad Zayin. If a father owed money, and the father wasn't alive anymore, and later his son died, and the son had no children, and his brother is going to yashin him, so if the brother is going to yashin directly from his brother, so he skips his father, so he doesn't have to pay up the chayvus. But if he yashins al yedei mishmush, so it went through the father, so he's going to have to pay up the chayvus. So the Chayrish, we have a big nafkimin if a son yashins al yidei, if a brother yashins al yidei mishmush, or if a brother yashins al yidei, because ach is a Yerush. So this nafkimin Rabbi Kivega talks about. Maybe we should have such a nafkimin. Rabbi Kivega in one place says it's a nafkimin. Somewhere else, in a different tshuva, Rabbi Kivega says it's a pellet to say it. We never found any poskim should say such a thing, that if a brother yashins, he should have to pay up the chayvus that his father owed. It's nisht mistabba that the two brothers yashin each other and they should have to pay up the father's chayvus. You don't find it anywhere. But in other places he says that we do find such an afkimina. A different afkimina, Rabbi Kivega says, what if she can't zayn? We have a halacha later, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breikis halacha and Daf Kuf Lamed, that even though a person can't say plainly b'ni lo yirasheini, he can't say that a certain yirish should not yashin him. Another thing he can't say is, he can't say that someone who's not a Yerush should Yashin. If someone says, Biti ti Rasheni, b'mokim sheyesh ben, if he has a son and he says his daughter should Yashin him, we don't listen to him. Because it's a masna mashikosa b'teira. The Torah said, daughters do not Yashin b'mokim that they are sons. So you can't give it over to someone who's not a Yerush. But if he picks one of his children between, let's say he has three sons, and he says that one of them should Yashin everything, or Yashin a bigger chelik than his brothers, so if he wants to be manchel a certain son, that son is going to Yashin. Everything besides the chelik b'chayri he can't give away, but the chelik poshut, the father can be manchel one of his children. For a Yerush. Now what's going to be the din? If a brother wants to be manchil, somebody, he has two brothers, and he wants to be manchil to one of his brothers, do we say that because since each brother is a yerush of his, is natura nosna reshus la'anchil l'chol mishayirtza, he could say that one of them should get a bigger chelik, other kendus nishzogim, because since they're not his yerushim, they're only his children's yerushim, they're only his father's yerushim, So he has no right to be manchel them. It's his father being manchel them. It's not him. Rabbi Kivega Lemaise wants to bring a guy from a Tosfos. There's no time for that in Kuf Chesem at Beis. That is no such nafkeminus, and we'll leave that for now. Kaparim, this is the was to tracht that there should be nafkeminus between mishmush and the direct yirush. I'm not zogna shtikel agadet. It wasn't too like Boim. Like Boim was part of Sphere, and we great such Zufa, Kabbalah Satir. So I was talking about, and more was talking about Dorum, as Katrila, more was talking about Nifna Tayra, as the Moshe of the Zara. Maybe she gave Tayra to Moshe Rabbeinu. didn't give it to the ganz kol Yisrael. But Moshe nag betoyves ayin the nosen li Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina le nit natoira le Moshe le zare. She nemar ksov lecha psol lecha. Ma psilosen shulcha the psilos of the luchas when Moshe when the cut the ois geschnitten the oisius from the luchas so the ois geschnitten the steiner from the luchas is the psilos belong to Moshe Rabbeinu. The ksav of the luchas also belongs to him. The ksav is the Torah. The Gemara afraid kashes of them. It's not true. But the Gemara steht apostle as va'ate kisvu lechem as ashira azois lamanti elil eid b'bnei Yisrael. Ella zog the Gemara was meint as pilpula ba'almi. Pilpula was pilpula Torah was nitten le Moshe b'matome. And Moshe was noyeg tevis ayin v'nosna li Yisrael. The shaila is the drosha from the pasuk is given psol lecha, ksov lecha. So the mapsi losin shelcha, ksovin shelcha. The ksav of the Torah is not a pilpul. The ksav of the Torah is the words of the Torah. What's meant the Torah? The Eibushta gave it to him the pilpul of Alma. What's meant ksov lecha? The ksav is him. Why is it his? So Bavus the drosha saran. The ktsis brings it in the akdoma. That he was running away from the chasing him, the goyim were chasing him, and Shamayim is given a machlokes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu mit Pamal Yishomalim Nisifta Derikia. What is the halacha from a sofik beheres kredim le seir lovan to sofik seir lovan kredim le beheres? What is the halacha? The setting and goyim is Rabbi Ban Nachmeni. Fragt der Rabbi Nachmeni, steckt in Gemorre, hat gesagt, toi, die Jotze sind nicht Mosse betare. Und die Sente, der ist gewähnt der Meister, der Wendt ist gewähnt Rabbi Nachmeni, ist legan, fragt, was heißt, man kriegt sich ein paar Mal Yisham Ayu, mit der Kodesh Bochum, what's the, der Ebi ist da so, der sei, what's the Machloikes, was ist eigentlich ein Machloikes, man geht noch fragen, Rabbi Nachmeni, was halt er, what does this mean? Sagt der Ran, als the Eibishter gave the Torah to the Yidden, Leib HaShemayim, he gave over the Torah kefi hachro from Klal Yisrael, kefi da hachro v'sechel anushi v'ashtetes, v'de menschen v'de dayonim v'ashtein, that's how he gave over the Torah. And Tomer, the menschen v'ashtein, Eibu L'moshel Rabbe Bar Nachmeni, v'as'el given sholim b'sechel anushi, will understand different than what originally should have wie wir gedacht verstehen, wie wir am Allah können verstehen, dann der Loch wird wieder atri. Aber Leib HaShemayim, der Tere gebe zu, wie der Seichel Anushi versteht. Das ist was, dort in der Eibishter gebe mir der Tere. Sagt die Gzois, das ist die, was wir da wollen, man sagt der Bruch, man sagt, wir noch sind nur noch Tere als Emes. Eibishter gebe zu uns. It's up to us, up to the Yidden, when we learn the Torah, when we understand the Torah, that's the achro of the Dina Torah. I feel if someone will come out verkehrt from what he will gedarft sein. The meiste, if this is the achro from the Poiskim, the achro from the Dayonim, the achro from Bezden HaGodol, this is the Torah's emes. This is the Nosan Lonu, he gave it to us. And the state mitchil le-nit na Torah, le-moishu le-zaroi, meant Dima Tonne, giving him the Torah that it should be his. Not that he should have to say over the Torah was darf sein bei Shemayim. Nein, nicht nur Loya, sie können Mephalpel sein in der Torah, neben noch Moshe Rabbeinu ist Pilpel, kommt ihm aus ein gewisser Aloche, was das wird gewinnen, anders wie es ist bei Shemayim, ist es nicht nur Loya, and the Torah would be the way Moshe Rabbeinu hat gesagt. Und Moshe Noag batei was ein und Osna li Yisrael, he gave the ganze Teure zu Klal Yisrael, als mir können alle Mephalpel sein in der Teure, nicht nur Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Tam können Mephalpel sein, Rabbi Yochanan mit der Schlokisch können Mephalpel sein, und uns alle, jeder Jid hat ein Recht zu lernen, Teure und Mephalpel sein in der Teure, a wifel a geit af en derech a limud, was mit sich ausgelernt, was mit uns ausgelernt, he's going on the right way of learning, he has the right to be Mephalpel. Das ist der Matam. Das ist was er steht. Ksovan shalcho means the pilpula because he's mefalpul with the ksav. It's not stam that the ksav was his. Avad the sefer Torah is gegeben geworden to a ganz klal Yisrael. Kitzvah lecham az ashira azoyis levantir di l'eid b'nei Yisrael az ganz klal Yisrael hot a Torah. But the right to be mefalpul with this ksav dosi given nitna l'moshe Rabbeinu. Dos Moshe Rabbeinu Nosson.
What? Yeah, you're answering it.
I'm answering that the pilpul is the nesina wasn't just that he got the Torah, that it belonged to him, and he's able to be mefalpul. How are you mefalpul? With tiksav, you mefalpul. You take tiksav. It's not you'd give a midas shatir in the drashes, but it's mefalpul. But lekatchilas gnam Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was allowed to be mefalpul. And the nafkamina would be that if somebody else would understand a certain, somebody else would be mechadish ashtikel gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't understand it. Would be ois nishdar zah gemara. No, Moshe Rabbeinu had it right. From zayne kinder, Moshe ul zayre. So what's going to be Yerusha? Meirosh shekilas Yaakov. So when it's given, I mean, Yerusha to Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Moshe noad b'toyves ayin v'nosnal Yisrael that it belongs to Ali Yidin. So now Ali Yidin can be mefalpul zayin with the Torah. Später steht in Gemorge, mit Chilo ihr Moshe loi mit Teiru und Mishakcha. Ich vergesse die Teiru, hat sie nicht nur lebe Matona. Shanem ava yitin al Moshe kichaloi sila da beritin. Before Moshe Rabbeinu had the pilpul al Teiru, it's like to forget the Teiru eichet. Right at the same thing. This is all sein seine, muss man haben pilpul al Teiru. Die Gemorge sagt, in Tmurre, dat bin evlish al Moshe vergessen geworden, elf Schwamme ist, die Ktuki Sövrim, Kalim, Chamurim, Vechzirim, Osnil, Ben Knaz, Pilpulay. The only way Torah doesn't get forgotten is durch dem, was mis mefalpul in the Torah, was mis mefalpul and was meken alein the chareimton and mechadush dein in the Torah. That's the way we keep the Torah. The Meila is the nesina that Moshe Rabbeinu got, and that made that you shouldn't forget it. And das the yigam to us, we don't forget it. Das the chayyeh lemnata b'seicheinu, as this is. In uns, it's not outside in this forum. It's totally in uns, in unser Herz, in unser Kopf. Take a solche sein alle. Take a verstehen die Teure. Wir haben sein Lamita schon Teure.
Amen. Okay.